I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is the worst thing I'm ever going to read today, because it's totally not me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's true. People who make their bed every day have more sex and more friends.
Whoa.
Than what?
Than people who are slobs than like
what?
You and
than
BJ.
What do you mean, than clearly. What? Than people who don't.
No, because I don't believe this at all.
Yeah.
Wait, you make your bed every day, Steve?
Well, my bed is made every morning.
Oh, hold on a second. You don't get credit for that.
Hey, a good maybe once or twice during the week, I'm the last one out of the bed, and I do make the bed.
Oh, all right.
Whoever's last out of the bed, I'm first out of the bed, clearly Monday through Friday.
All right.
Because I'm the idiot of the couple that's getting up at 2:45 in the morning.
I agree with half of that.
Yes, the idiot part.
Yeah, you're the idiot of the couple.
I would agree as well. But yeah, you know, I've heard this before, not about the sex stuff, but that it's important to make the bed. In a weird way, it's the first victory that you have in the morning, in a weird thing. It's
really? Like
it's something that you can control and accomplish immediately, and it kind of gets your brain in a weird psychological way.
Wow.
It gets you going, like, okay, I can accomplish things. As dumb as it sounds, and I don't know if that's necessarily true, but when I read that, I was like, all right, give it a whirl. I don't know if it's done anything, but and also it just feels good knowing that the bed's made.
Well, I don't know how official this poll is, and you know what you say makes sense. They've got 6 stats from this survey between bedmakers and non-bedmakers. I am a non-bedmaker. Now, here's what the excuse I use. It's a really lame excuse, but I heard that you don't want to cover up your bed. You want to leave all the sheets and everything open so that the bed bugs don't have a chance to fester and whatever and get in there and grow. I have no idea how true that is, but basically it gave me ammunition to not make my bed. So I was like, well, I'm not going to make it then because it'll be fresher if I just leave the sheets down and everything down that way. That's what I
let all the germs get out.
Yeah, that's what I like to think.
It's Tim Ferriss. That's the guy who preaches to make your bed first thing in the morning.
He's a guy.
Yeah, he's the 4-hour work week guy, and apparently he says it's a big part of what you in order to just get your morning routine and your productivity going. Start things off by making your bed.
All right, Tim.
And he probably has a lot of sex and a lot of friends.
Tim has a lot going on for him
and a lot of money.
Yeah,
and apparently BJ's not full of crap because it says while it might be better for your mental health to make your bed, it's better for your physical health because of the dust mites. Like, it helps kill them all off.
Yes,
just to leave them messy.
Well, what the hell are we doing now?
Well, now I feel like I've accomplished something. You see, whatever
you've accomplished, nothing.
I have accomplished killing dust mites. I am the champion and the warlord of my household. I've done it.
See, I'm what you would call a rotisserie sleeper, so I kind of like make a weird nest in my bed because I'm that weirdo.
You had like a plug on both sides of your body, and you were just spinning.
Well, I don't know. This is what the people.
Well,
she does,
but that's another night.
Yeah, that's Saturday nights, and that's the dungeon, not the bedroom.
And you're not getting any sleep.
No, but like I kind of make a nest because I have like 6 pillows. So I kind of like put them all around me. And so making the bed every day is just a pain because I just got it how I like it.
Vicky is going to have, you know what, Vicky, and maybe just I think new generations, you're going to have your own room. I think that's what's going to happen with married couples or at least people that are together.
Yeah.
Because you can't do stuff like that if you're in bed with somebody else.
I like hugging something in my sleep. So like I make sure I have my long pillows on both sides of me. So when I turn, I have something to hug.
Oh.
So I mean, if I have a partner, I think, you know, they could substitute one of the pillows. It'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you know what? Bedmakers have more sex, Steve. About 3 times a week on average compared to twice a week for people who don't make their bed every day.
One step ahead of you.
One step ahead. Bedmakers have more friends. And again,
how does that work out?
They were more likely to say they have three or more close friends. It's just a study. They don't know why. They just did this poll. I don't know how many people they actually polled.
I mean, this is a stupid study.
Oh, I'm glad you're right. I agree. Because it doesn't actually help me, so you're right. Bedmakers are more likely to say they're a morning person and less likely to hit the snooze button. On average, they wake up 16 minutes earlier. Well, you got all that time to make the bed. Makes sense.
Maybe the friends thing is because, you know, if I go to someone's place and I see their bed's not made, I'm like, I can't be friends with such slobs.
Yeah, sure. How about this, though, Steve? You are not a bedmaker.
Me?
No.
Why?
This next stat proves it. If not for your wife, your bed would never get
made.
Well,
I'm a bedmaker 2/7 of the week.
You say that, but I think this proves that you really, really aren't. You're just doing it because probably you feel like your wife does it. You want to do it because it says right here, if you like rock music and watch Seinfeld.
I like rock music.
You're more likely to be a non-bedmaker.
This is the dumbest.
Nah, it just says right there.
Yeah, and oh, I don't know. Au contraire, BJ.
Oh, really?
Because when I was living alone in Linwood, I always made my bed.
Then you must love jazz music and house hunters, because that's what bedmakers like.
Of course.
Yeah.
That sums up my every night.
Every night?
I turn on jazz music and listen, and I watch House Hunters on whatever channel that show is on.
Yeah.
HGTV.
Of course you know.
Yeah. Freaking, it's HGTV, and I finally understand grown-ups why they would watch all these shows, because they're so addicting.
They are.
Yeah, it's because you know what? You're getting into that domesticated phase of your life where you wanna build a house with somebody, build a family, and HGTV gets you right in your, you know, right in your mid-20s to your mid-30s. That's where it was for Kathy and I. We were all over HGTV, probably till we hit 40. Then we were, like, done with HGTV because we'd already did the nesting thing.
I have a weird... So is there, like, a phrase or a word that, like, it really sounds good when someone says it? Like, and I can't explain it because when I watch HGTV, one of the big things right now is... White shaker cabinets. And when they say that, it like makes me tingle.
It's like audio porn for you?
Yeah, I don't know why. Just, oh, we got some white shaker cabinets.
Dude, it's the
And
whole...
I'm like, I don't know what it is about that phrase. But
it's a
it,
good
like,
band, too.
Yeah.
The white
really?
Shaker cabinets.
Yeah, that should be a band, though. Vicky, but, it's like, biology. Your body's saying it's time to settle down and make a baby.
I was the same way with Bob Ross in The Joy of Painting. Whenever he would say Alizarin Crimson, I was like, let's go.
How high were you all the time?
Super high.
Okay,
<that's> yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not crazy. There's phrases or words
yeah,
that like
yeah.
just sound really good for no reason, and it's like the dumbest three words.
Yeah,
and
pizza.
Calm down.
I'm gonna have
only
one word.
I'm gonna have more answers.
Pineapple
for you guys.
Pizza. Right. Huge turn on.
No. Yeah. I want pizza.
Pineapple. Yeah. I will have more answers for you guys in a couple of weeks.
Why?
Because I'm having lunch with a brain scientist, and he's one of the foremost guys. He will tell us everything that we need to know.
Does he have lunch with you because he hopes that you're gonna donate your brain to science when you're done?
Dude, my buddy said he's so looking forward to having lunch with me. I go, why? Because I'm crazy? Why is he? Like, he doesn't even know me. Oh, he knows you. I'm like, what do you mean he knows me?
He knows your kind.
Yeah. So his name is John Medina, and he's like a foremost. He lives here in this area. And
does he live in Medina, Washington?
Wouldn't it be great if John Medina lived in Medina? I'll have to ask him that.
I would if I was him.
But he's like one of the foremost brain dudes.
Developmental molecular biologist with special research interests in the isolation and characterization of genes involved in the human brain development and genetics of psychiatric disorders.
And he wants to have lunch with me.
Well, clearly.
Because I have because I'm a psychiatric disorder wonderland. Maybe that's why.
And he does that thing called brainrules.net. Brain development for parents, teachers, and business.
Dude, if people would read his book, we'd have a lot less problems in the world as far as relationships and everything.
Oh, see, that's why I want to meet with you. You're just trying to hawk his book out to everyone.
Well, I don't know. I think he thinks I'm crazy. And he probably wants to just study me close up, like going to a zoo. But, you know, if it's a free lunch, I'll go.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how about a fun guy?
Yeah, he's you know, everybody that's talked with him, you know, my buddy, our old buddy Bob Rivers. You remember Bob?
Oh yes.
Yeah, Bob.
Good morning, BJ.
Yeah, he's good morning, Bob. He's the one that turned me on to John Medina. So he and my buddy Eric, we're gonna have lunch with him.
Fun.
How about that?
Nice.
So
I had lunch with D. Ted Smith. It's like the exact same thing.
Okay, look at you guys. You're both like together. You're both like a brain scientist.
I let him have a bite of my meatball sub.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't ever do that.
I know.
What the hell's happening to you? You don't share your food ever.
That's what you do with your best friends. You share food.
Did you hear that, guys?
Yep.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not best friends.
The meatball sub was the size of my entire body. There was no way I could finish this. So I was more than happy to share.
Did you Lady and the Tramp it?
Yeah. Of course. He started at one end and I started at the other.
I don't know if I want to see you guys eating a ball together. That doesn't seem right.
Well, then you don't go to Bill's Off Broadway, because that's where it happened.
Oh, Bill's Off Broadway. I've heard good stuff about them.
The meatball sub was ridiculous.
Okay.
It was gigantic.
So
half of it was more than enough.
If you and I go to Bill's on Broadway,
more than happy
you'll share it?
Yeah.
All right.
I shared with him half of it. I'll probably share about a third to you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I'm getting there, though.
Yeah, you're working your way up.
I'm working my way up. I'll never get to Ted category in your life, but I'm getting there.
All right, one person says, based on this story, no wonder why I'm sad, lonely, and turned on.
Dude, I'm with him. I'm the same way. It says people who make their bed tend to describe themselves as adventurous, confident, sociable, and high maintenance. I've got the last part. Yes. I know I'm high maintenance, but I'm not too sure I'm very adventurous.
None of these are me. None of them. And I make the bed in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you're none of those. You're absolutely... Well, you're high maintenance.
Do you do with your wife still in the bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I make my part of the bed.
You make your part of the bed while she's in bed?
Yes.
That doesn't count.
Why does it not count? It's... my side is made.
Isn't she going to have to still make the rest of the bed?
Yeah. Well, she'll have to make her half, yeah, but I make my half.
But doesn't she going to have to untuck whatever you made to, like, work? I don't see
I'm
how
picturing
that works.
The red room, like, you remember when you watched those old sitcoms back in the day when, like two brothers get into an argument, I think, like, on the Brady Bunch? And so they split the room with like a line of masking tape.
Oh, that's it.
I'm picturing that on Rev's bed. It's like a line of masking
tape. There's no lines. All I do is I just gently take the blankets and I straighten them out and I cover it up. And I mean, I don't go super deep into it, but I make sure that it's presentable.
Wow. What a great guy.
Yeah, I'm making the bed. I'm doing my part.
Here's the thing about bed makers you got to watch out for. Just like anybody else who thinks they're great for what they do, bed makers will judge you for not making your bed. 42% of them... If they were dating someone who didn't make their bed, it would be a turnoff. Really?
I don't know about that. If I'm attracted to someone, I'm attracted to someone. I think you could fix that because you just make the bed for them. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's all you got to do.
But, like, I've...
It kills the dust mites, people.
I've seen people's beds when they're not made, and I'm like, this person's a slob.
Can you really say that?
Yes.
You're a jerk.
And I'm a slob.
And I have a guy come in, too. I don't even... My wife always makes the bed, but she doesn't live with me anymore. So when I have the pest guy come in to spray around the house, my bed's never made.
Does he go inside the house?
He has to. He's got to put the traps down for the spiders.
Oh, if I was that guy coming into your bedroom, I'd be like, this is weird.
The rest of my house is immaculate because we get people to come in and clean it because I don't clean it. But, I mean, you know, but that there's that one part that I'm responsible for, the bed.
Yeah.
And that's the only part that...
Slob.
And he probably thinks I'm a slob, even though the rest of the house is immaculate. Yeah.
Slob.
Wow, you got to be a slob somewhere in your life. You can't have everything perfect.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and the dust mites.
I'm a slob in my car.
Yeah,
that's the only place where I get to be a slob.
You are.
Oh, I know.
When I go in your car, I go, he does this so I don't want to ride with him.
Yes.
This is why he does it, because it's like, hold on a second, BJ. And it's just like, well, I won't say what you're cleaning out of there, but, let's just say you're a culinary masterpiece. Can I just say that without busting you?
I found a bag of sun chips in there yesterday.
Yeah.
I was really excited about that.
How do you exist? How do you think you make your bed, but your car is a mess?
I don't know, man. I need something where, like you just said, you need somewhere to be a slob. And the one place where I can be a slob and I don't have to worry about it upsetting anybody is my car.
I had a buddy like that, dude.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, I still have a buddy like that.
I know you're talking about me. It's fine. You can say Steve is brilliant.
This guy, brilliant, like really. So I'm not going to say too much because I think I might identify him to people who know him.
His name is Mr. Medina?
Yeah, his name is Mr. Medina. But anyway, his house, of course, is immaculate because his wife makes sure everything is cool. He's a fancy schmancy guy. He's got a lot of money, but he has one place in the house, his office. Dude, it's like a hoarder's place. Mm-hmm. And I mean, his wife not happy about it, but it's like his own sanctum. But dude, you go in there and like literally hills of paper. Just I don't know
just
how
chaos.
Just chaos. I mean, like you really could go like needle in a haystack. The kids could jump in like a pile of leaves. That's how big his stack of papers is on the floor. Everything's all over the floor. I don't know how he does it, but he's a brilliant guy. But he's got that one place that looks like a hurricane hit it. I think we're onto something. You have to have that one place where it can be a mess in your life.
Unless you're just typically just a clean freak, I think then I can understand. Like my wife,
she's got no secret, like, messy place.
Not a single thing.
Are you sure you're not the secret messy place?
I clearly am.
Yeah,
she's got a messy husband.
I mean, think about who she marries.
Place. Yeah.
You're the worst thing for a person like her to marry unless you're the secret messy place.
Keep her real. And she's owned her car for 2 years. I've sat in it 3 times.
Wow.
There you go.
She won't even let you in the car?
No, she would. But typically, if we're going somewhere, I'm driving. But, like, she's even said, though, she can't eat in my car. What do you mean? She's like, look at your car. There's, like, sweet and sour sauce stains on your seat.
I love your wife so much. I really do. Because it's, I feel like these are the conversations I'd have with you if I had to spend more time than I do with you. This is so awesome. I can't believe she gets in your car, though.
Oh, it's a struggle. She pulls out one of those little wipes. Wipes yeah. down.
That is so I do that every time I get on the plane. People are always looking at me.
Oh, she does
there.
It on the plane, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. You keep telling me we're not alike, but you pretty
you guys
much,
aren't alike at all.
You married me, buddy.
No, no. She's an attractive, awesome woman. You're
yeah, that's the difference. That's the only difference. But the rest of it on the inside, buddy.
Put a wig on BJ. There you go, man.
Married me on the inside, buddy.
Nope. All right. I know that you wish I married you, but it's impossible.
Oh, yeah. So let me say, that's something I dream about
you
the entire time.
You bring it up all the time.
You're the one that chose her. I just think it's funny that you chose a woman
her.
That's
she
just
is,
like me.
She is nothing like you.
She's
nothing.
Everything
because
you describe.
Because she's clean?
Dude, she's.
You don't make your bed. She's nothing like you.
Yeah, that's the only difference. You're right. We don't make
you like meat. She's nothing like you.
Well, that's not.
She loves pets.
Yep, nothing like you. She's very religious.
I'm sorry.
Nothing like you.
I just had a... You know what, though? Hold on a second. I'm very spiritual.
That's people that say that. It's not... But you're not
I'm very spiritual.
Spiritual, man.
I
go
am.
To church, but I'm spiritual.
I've turned a new leaf over
that's
in that
cool,
department.
But it's still not...
I mean, she and I believe in a higher thing. I don't know what my thing is. She just happens to know.
You're reaching, man. You just want to be like her. I get it.
Well, who wouldn't want to be like her? She is
right,
kind of a
cool
person.
Right, then you're
going
to be around me.
Okay, you're right. I don't want to be like her anymore.
Dude, a texter just pointed out, like, Steve, it's your wife's purse that's the mess. Have you ever looked inside her purse?
It's clean.
Oh, my God.
You can find anything in there.
Damn.
And she barely uses a purse. Because there's minimal stuff in there. So when we go to, like, a sporting event or a concert, she doesn't bring a purse.
That is a really good point. Wow. I don't know too many women whose purses aren't, like, a disaster.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's just me. I'm the secret person.
Yeah,
I'm the secret messy person.
You are the mess. Oh, that's great. I got to talk about many people who are skipping work. They're skipping family events. They're even skipping sex. And it's all for the same reason. Yes, making their bed. I will tell you the reason. That's 817 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Football season, of course, is back in full swing. We've got Monday Night Football with the Hawks this week, so we'll have a Blue Monday.
Yeah.
And because of that, of course, you know, the question is asked, have you ever skipped work, a family event, or sex to watch sports?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've probably skipped family events, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously not work for the most part. Seahawks are not playing when we're working.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. Bailed out early on a day doing the rest of, like, going to meetings to go to the Super Bowl thing. We even talked about that earlier today. But, yeah. Sex? No.
Now, even though they don't consider wrestling a sport, it's still a big thing that I think you may have skipped out some things to go see because you've seen some pretty big wrestling events.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, though. I mean, I try and plan it so that I'm not dot. No, I guess I probably missed out. The family one is the one. I missed out on a lot of stuff probably because I've opted to do something else.
Yeah, so that's the survey.
How about you?
Well, me? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I've definitely missed out on family stuff.
See, Steve, I think you have because you've missed out on family stuff every Easter weekend. Because you go and you play hockey.
I mean, yeah, I guess we're technically playing a sport, but it's more just to go get wasted today.
Rev. Yeah, let's be honest. And you are watching other people play when you're getting wasted. While you, kind of, if you can see.
I mean, really spending most of the time in the locker room just crushing beers.
Oh, all right, so you're not even doing that.
No,
okay.
But we have skates on, and we're around sporting equipment.
Yeah. That's a sport in itself.
Thank you. You're right.
And, you know, I've definitely skipped out on family events to do stuff. I've skipped out on, more, you know, social events, too. I don't know if I've ever skipped sex because, frankly, I don't think I've ever turned that down.
No.
Yeah, I feel it. And with the advent of a DVR, as long as someone doesn't spoil it for me, I'll just DVR the game and then I'll go do what I need to do.
I mean, there's even times like where it's like you want to get romantic and it's like, oh, I have a men's league game tonight. And it's, I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, let me pack my stuff real quick. Let's go.
Oh. I thought you were going to tell me, no, I'm not going to get romantic because you're not supposed to exhaust the tanks, if you will, if you're about to do a sporting
event. Bro, I'm not playing for a contract. I'm playing in beer league.
All right, fair enough.
I don't care.
63% of people have traveled more than 3 hours to watch a game. Oh, yeah, I've done that. 61% have spent money they shouldn't have.
Oh, gosh, all the time.
I've done that.
I just bought a new Seahawks shirt yesterday.
37% have missed work. I don't, because I'm always able to say it's about work in a way. I've always used that excuse, so I've taken days off, but it's like, oh, I'm going to cover it, I'll come back with great stories.
Right. Yeah, same, same with WrestleMania. Yeah. I don't really take off, I'll just figure out a way to broadcast from there. Or even when I went to the Super Bowl, just found a radio station that I could go into their closet with a microphone and still be able to broadcast.
Yeah. 34% of us have missed a family event. Yeah, that's basically me. How about 22% of us have indeed passed up sex to watch a sporting event? Boy, I don't know. You must be getting sex a lot or you don't care about it.
Me and my girlfriend had sex during the game this past Sunday.
Oh, hey, good for you.
Yeah. At what point in the game were you guys doing it?
Halftime? Right before halftime.
Okay.
Yeah. She didn't. I was like, oh, let's just wait. And she's like, no, right now. And I was like, all right.
It's go time.
On the couch.
All right.
Game still on?
Yeah.
Did you mute it?
No.
Oh, see, that would distract me too much.
Oh, really?
I hear like them analyzing something while I'm doing it, and I'm sort of like getting like, well, what's what?
They think they're analyzing you. That Steve is just not making the right plays.
Penetrating, though.
Yeah. Oh, there's an end zone violation right there.
That tight end is being penetrated.
Yeah, no.
No, they don't do that, huh?
14% of people have ended a friendship just so they could watch their favorite sports.
Okay, that friendship wasn't important. Because any good friend's going to be like, yeah, go watch the game.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the event, though. It does. I mean, I can see other people who are not sports fans going, really? Especially if it's just a regular season game. It is hard to tell your best friend, I can't be there for you if it's a regular season game.
Somebody texted and said, I just literally all the time, I plan work schedules and vacations around football season. Every Sunday, my wife comes down to try and have sex just to see if I'll stop watching football. No, oh my gosh, this is insane. This texter says, I was watching the Florida Panthers game in the bathroom during my mother-in-law's cousin's wake.
Yeah, that's it.
I've done that where I've kept the app open for a Seahawks game because we were at a wedding. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this wedding. Okay, it'd be rude not to go. But I was just kept checking. And I was thinking, oh man, I'm being kind of rude. And I started looking around, I'm like, almost everybody was doing it. And then something big happened, I think it was against a game against the Colts, and they had a huge comeback.
Oh, yeah.
And you could just tell everybody's kind of like trying to keep their composure, but you could see the body language of, yeah, all right.
That's what we've become. See, that's why, you know, we shouldn't have to go to events we don't want to go to anymore. I know there's supposedly responsibilities and stuff, but, you know, there's more and more events that people are having for, like, supposed milestones, like kindergarten, graduation, and everything. It's like, no, you know what? There's only a few things that I should be there for. Not everything anymore. Come on.
I feel like kindergarten graduation's a massive milestone. I was very upset when some of my family members didn't go to mine.
Oh, you really were, huh?
I had it last year.
Yeah.
Finally graduated.
Well, you finally got it done.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just going for your kindergarten GED. I didn't know you were actually going to. Oh, good for you. You graduated.
Somebody said they called in sick. I'm an RN at a hospital last year so I could watch WrestleMania.
2% of the people have actually dumped somebody in order to watch their favorite sport. Again, that relationship had to be on the rocks, right?
How can you not? I mean, look, baseball.
They weren't dumped. They dumped the person to watch their favorite sport. That's important. I can understand, like, if you will, the football widow or widower. Yeah, they'll dump you. But no, they dump somebody to watch it.
I can understand. I mean, so certain sports I could see when somebody's like, look, you just, can we not watch this? You know, even with like baseball, there's 100 and how many?
There's a lot of games, 162.
162 games, even with hockey, over 80 games.
Yeah.
And there are times where I have to pick and choose, like, okay, the Devils games I'm absolutely going to watch, but maybe I don't need to watch the game after that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just taking up every single moment of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem some people have with football, especially if they're
one day
with the fantasy footballers. Well, not one day anymore. You got Thursday, you got Sunday, you got Monday. Do we do Fridays at all? Does that ever start happening?
No.
All right, so it's just, all right, so.
No one's not doing Fridays.
I wasn't sure if there's going to be, I mean, when are they
going to
have
going
Friday
to random
football?
High schools to watch high school football.
If you're in Texas, then that's life for you.
That's a huge thing. That's a huge thing for a lot of places, actually. High school football.
One person says, my brother had the Michigan versus Michigan State football game playing just after the ceremony at the reception of his wedding.
I watch baseball games while I'm at a meditation. Like my wife,
I'm meditating.
Well, because I didn't want to be there meditating, but I told my wife, sure, I'll go.
Oh, it's like a whole weekend meditation retreat or something?
Well, just whenever she takes me to this one place, she goes, hey, we'd like to meditate. And I go, okay. And I bring my iPhone, I bring my AirPods, and I throw on the MLB app, and I'm watching the game.
Yeah, so you're not meditating then?
Well, I mean, they don't know because their eyes are closed. They don't know what I'm doing.
So he says they watched the Ronda Rousey fight while my wife gave birth to our daughter.
That's it.
I hope you named the daughter Ronda.
Wow. Wow. I don't know how you get away with that.
She's busy doing stuff.
Yeah, she's busy hating you.
Well, maybe you could be in the room.
She's busy hating you, throwing ice chips all over the place.
You hold the phone kind of below her head, and you kind of just like kind of rub one of her shoulders.
And she don't know.
And then you just, yeah.
They know.
They don't know.
They always know. Oh, that's awesome.
I missed a friend's wedding to see the Pearl Jam home shows. Yeah. Hell, I missed a radio convention to see the Pearl Jam home shows.
Yeah, and I mean, arguably, you know, I kept telling everybody you had you had personal job issues, PJ issues.
Yes.
Yeah, and people go, PJ issues? Yeah, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Pearl Jam. That's, missed a lot of things because of those Pearl Jam shows.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, how many times has that happened, though? That's a whole different story. They don't play here ever at Safeco Field.
No. Yeah. It was historic in my eyes. It's a huge Pearl Jam fan. It was worth it. But I can understand, like, some people give me a hard time because I miss some big wrestling event stuff, and that's rare to me. I miss those.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm the host and doing the stuff on the microphone. And I was just like, look, there's very little things that would keep me from being here. Pearl Jam is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of this, because I do a lot of traveling, and apparently there's a growing trend of people drinking the little bottles of liquor in their hotel mini fridge, then refilling them with pee so they don't get charged.
That's not going to work.
What have we come to as a society? People are actually peeing in those bottles and then putting them back.
We've lost our minds, BJ.
We really have. You know, how about you just go to a liquor store and then buy your booze? That way you don't have to pay the crazy prices of that. I understand they're insane.
Or just fill them up with water.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. Some of them, maybe they're trying to get the color of the rum,
I guess.
Or the whiskey. Mm. But what color is your pee that you can duplicate that?
How broke ass are you that you can't just go down and get a thing of iced tea and then fill it up with that or lemonade?
Oh, so you know all the tricks.
Well, and also, a lot of these mini bars and hotels, it doesn't matter if you refill them and put it back. It's all weight-based. So the minute you take it off of the weight thing, you know, whether it be the refrigerator or the little display table, as soon as they're touched and moved, you're charged.
Yeah, that's
so it doesn't matter. I agree. Because one time we went to Las Vegas, my wife and I, and she's picking everything up and just looking at it, like, you know, the bag of peanuts, just to read, like, how many calories are in this? Oh, look at this granola bar. And she's telling me all this. And then it dawns on me, I'm like, wait a second, you're picking all that stuff up? And it was all weight sensor. I'm like, we just have to buy the entire bar.
Damn. Gosh. That's awesome.
It's not awesome, BJ.
If you're buying all the snacks, it is. Well, it's not happening here in our country, as far as I know, but it's happening to a bunch of hotels in Spain. But I'm betting it's a bunch of Americans traveling to those hotels in Spain.
I'm reading an article. It says it's mostly British tourists.
What?
All those dirty Brits.
Hello. Yeah. Wow, look at the Brits always pretending they're better than everybody else, and look at them stealing. Wow. Yeah, the hotels were popular in bachelor party spots, so that might have something to do with it. Got a bunch of people doing their bachelor parties. They're trash, and they think this is the way to go about it.
I just don't think that's cool.
Wow. The
shampoo, that's ha-ha funny. You wash right out. But if someone's going to take a swig of something.
Oh, God.
And only with the shampoo if it's like an axe and you're really mad at them.
That's it. So that's why they... So you now you've made me understand. That's why they always change out the shampoo bottles, because of you guys. I always thought it was wasteful.
I've only done that once in college, and it was to an ex.
If I open up
sorority.
A new bottle, I know it's not going to be pee shampoo. Wow.
Well, I think also they don't probably want to give off that feeling that someone else used the shampoo.
They replace it every day, though.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. They're just in that habit, like you said, either use shampoo or they don't want Steve peeing on your head. Okay.
Damn. Those are the only options.
So far, the hotels claim, though, even though it's going on, we've caught it in time. No one's actually had a sip of that ridiculousness.
Well, of course I'm not going to say.
Yeah. So let's go to Spain, everybody.
What? I mean, that's really... People are really weird.
Just a bit.
A lot of weird people on this planet.
We do. I know. There's a lot of weird people on this planet.
Mom seemed to send us messages on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's a question. And again, this is a great one for me because I travel a lot. If you were evacuated from a plane, okay, like they always tell you, hey, here's where all the...
We have to get off?
Sorry, yeah, you know.
Is this like an emergency evacuation?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you were evacuated from a plane, would you try to grab your stuff? Because they tell you not to.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I know, so would I. And you know what? You and I are in the 35%.
I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to tell me hurry up when everyone's waiting in line to get out anyway? typically I'm not sitting in the front of the plane, so yeah, I've got plenty of time.
They don't want you to bring anything. That's the idea. Your stuff might hurt somebody. They just want you by yourself.
Look, sometimes I don't even put my bag underneath the seat in front of me.
Yeah,
you don't believe in rules.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
I see people like you that are next to me all the time, and I go, you rule breakers.
I always love when they like kind of give you like that stern look, and they say, sir, your bag needs to be in the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
Why?
What are you, Alec Baldwin, all of a sudden? I'm not going to stop playing Words with Friends. I'll do what I want.
What's going to happen if my bag is still under my feet when we take off?
I don't know, man.
Does it screw up the equilibrium of the plane?
You got to ask Russell Wilson, your chief football officer.
He doesn't return my phone calls ever.
You know why? Because you don't travel safely. He doesn't want to be involved with you.
So yeah, I mean, dude, it's no different than like if your house is burning. I'm going to try and take as many things out of my house as possible.
But if it's a water landing, I mean, and if you're lucky enough you survive a water landing, then nothing you have is going to be, you're not going to be able to take anything with you. It's all going to get waterlogged, unless you get diamonds or something.
No, well, I don't have diamonds either, but I can hold it up above my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, as you sink.
Yeah, as you're sinking, I think you want to think about something besides holding up whatever the hell you want to keep from getting wet.
I'm going to have my seat, my flotation device, so I'm going to be able to float. So one hand holds the flotation device, the other hand holds my bag in the air.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Flawless logic.
Yeah.
And that way, whoever's flying above us trying to find us, they'll see me because my hand's in the air.
Oh, yeah, they will see you, no doubt about it, yeah. They won't see the little bright light on your life vest. Oh, wait, you don't have a life vest because you've got the seat instead.
So you would leave all your stuff in the plane?
I think I would have to, right? The thing I would take is my iPhone. But
why? It's going to get waterlogged.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like if it's water landing.
The new ones.
Yeah. So that's right. The new X's or whatever are supposed to be. Yeah. So that's it, man. You and I are in the minority. Everybody
what
else,
about you, Vicky?
Your stuff.
You taking your stuff, or you're leaving it on the plane?
Well, I have my backpack, and that has basically my entire life in it, and I could probably have like snacks and a first aid kit. So if we're like stranded on a desert island, it'd be perfect. Everything.
Your backpack is like another human being. You could actually pass. It's so big.
And I did do a little research on why you're supposed to put your bag under the seat, and apparently, because I was curious, I'm like, why do we have to do that? But it's like in case there is an emergency, you don't get stumbling all out because they move, and it can prevent you from exiting properly.
Yeah, Steve.
It's not like I have a big bag of like cement in my. I mean, it's a bag that has my.
But the lights go out and they have
it's
the
like
emergency
panic
lighting, and
people are
panicking.
Are stupid.
I'll trip over your stuff.
I sit at the window seat. You're not tripping over anything.
What if your window is? I got to climb out that window.
Shh.
Huh? See?
Then you're jumping over it. It's helping you.
If you would just obey the laws. By the way, Vicky, I have a question. Before we had the internet, what did you do? Like, all you do
she
is...
She wasn't old enough.
Yeah, she wasn't alive, man.
But, I mean, what would she do?
The internet came around when I was in middle school.
Every time there's a question, Vicky goes, I'm going to look this up.
Well, isn't that what we do?
That's what everyone does.
Give her a hard time if we ask a question and she doesn't look it up. She's damned if she does or doesn't.
There's no winning here.
There is no winning.
I'm just going to go back to ignoring you.
That's a good call. That's a very, very good call.
And I read a lot as a child.
Oh, so you had books.
Yeah, I ignored everyone that way.
All right, guys. It is time now to see if Steve is a champion or not. The early mornings have been tough for Steve. But you know what? This time of the morning, Steve does well. Like yesterday, he got this one right.
What is the name of the theme park owned by Dolly Parton?
Boobland.
Nope. Dollywood.
Yes.
You sure it's not Boobland? I really feel like that would be the...
That was a rejected name.
You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.